Sena, yor chepati na santa dukatu yor santa du yor ti yenti, yenti boni santa ga sana santa to katanya.
The most superior form of homage or prostration is the homage that is the recollection of the extraordinary qualities of the special object to whom one is called.
This book that has been distributed is the new text of the text of the chapter of the Treasure of Knowledge, and it contains the Tibetan root text as well as translations into English, German, French, and Danish. So the book contains this chapter in 5 languages, and you may follow it in your mother tongue.
Tene ma tu tava namba ta pa ti ki du ji ti ka le se na se de na ma de den pa ya ma re ti ji me pa ya ma re na dong ji ma ka re de na se de la den pa ki me du pa re se de me pa re sa ni ya tu ba re na dong ji ma ka re ti ka re Sente nello te, ma tu senti nello te, carresena, senti nello te, collo parta, tu fa tanta lavoro, collo parta, tanto di gomba, tanto di gomba, tu fa tanta lavoro, collo somma, tanto di gomba, sema, vuoi sa, tu fa tanta lavoro, dolce ti contatto di tal mondo, sema, ti sema, 근데 진짜 말하면 다 너무 예민히 되겠다. 근데 샘들네로 깊을랐다고. 이제는 좀 따라가는 거. 따라가는 거.
늘도나 근데
Well, why we study the ascertainment of being certain about the field. The reason is that the appearances of this life are neither real nor an absolute nothingness. And nature is the unity of appearance and emptiness. To assert their existence or their non-existence, either of these assertions is confused. So they must be recognized the illusory in nature. The nature of the mind that experiences these from the final point of view of the second principle of the Dharma world is beyond elaboration. And from the final point of view of the third principle of the Dharma world is luminosity beyond elaboration. And from the point of view of Vajrayana, the same nature of the mind is said to be the unity of bliss and emptiness. In any case, it is a dreamlike inseparability or unity of appearance and emptiness. The recognition of this depends upon the establishment of ascertainment of the view. Therefore, we must begin by
studying it.
In sum, we must come to understand the actual manner of appearance and the actual manner of being or abiding of the appearances of this life. And we cannot come to understand these two things, the manner of appearance and the manner of abiding, without ascertainment of the
view.
You'll notice that this edition of the root text has with it an outline which makes it easy to study in an organized manner. In addition, this outline will facilitate your study of the commentary, the other commentary, should you follow in that text as well. So today Rupshe is going to use the complete commentary for the section which we will be explaining. And you can follow in the text, and this will give you an understanding of it. The commentary has not yet been entirely translated, and Rupshe says he hopes that this will occur soon. And then at that point we will be able to follow in that as well.
So what
you must do now is reflect upon the words in the root text and try to see how the explanations that Rinpoche will give explain the meaning of the root text.
तो उत्तावन नंबर निर्दा कब कब सोमवार तावन नंबर निर्बला सत्य दें दें तावा तावन नंबर दुख जिंदगी तावन नंबर कांपा की गोगले से हो गोपाले जिंदगी की तो ये तावन नंबर कांप दुख जिंदगी का दामी तो किसी रक्षी चोर Number Lola, to me, Kanzak, Dame, but they treated Dame, but the Dami. You were it? Did not deny me. Tripatyambo tan doti tesu lola dhanu nikaki gori yo. A dhanu ni toku kirakti sor. Dhanu toku kirakti gogundo te kande ziti gori ki to chote yaku ki gori. Ki chote yaku ki gori. Tena, nato, mati ka mota tiktaan na mota taan ba te yaku ki gori. Taan sar manchi na? No, 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 no,
no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, Tani Pampa Lala to Tor, Tani Pampa. Jodo Gentatan, Tote Genta. You have a Denver King Matata, Meta King, Meta Tata, what is Tanta Indicator Mandu? Tani Pampa Lan to Chupa, Tani Pampa Lan to Kanisho. Mujit Dami Nikeva. Yea, Mujit Kanza, the Dam Meta, the Chuji Dam Meta Nikeva. Dami Ni.
This third chapter of the seventh section of the Treasure of Knowledge, which is called Ascertainment of Religion, has seven sections. And the first section is called the first section is the reasons why completely pure view is necessary. And what this section presents is exactly what it says, which means that if we say it is necessary to gain a pure view, we have to provide reasons why it is necessary. The second section is how to give rise to a Prajna that realizes no self. Again, in the general Buddhist context, there is the realization of no self. And specifically in the Mahayana and Vajrayana context, there is the realization of twofold self as opposed to twofoldness. And one needs to generate this understanding, one needs to understand how this prajna, which realizes selflessness, can be generated. Just as if one wishes to drive somewhere, one first has to learn how to drive. Then the third section is the preliminary involving an explanation of the four seals which epitomize the sutras. This is a statement of the four seals or marks which characterize all Buddhist views and are therefore an epitome of all the contents of all sutras. Then the fourth section is entering into the path of giving up the two extremes. The two extremes are superposition and denial. Superposition and denial. Again, one needs to understand how one enters into the path, which is the process of giving up these two forms of the religion. Then the fifth section is the main topic, which is an analysis of the two types of no-self. Again, there are two aspects to selflessness, the selflessness of persons and the selflessness of things, and these must both be understood. It is not sufficient simply to say persons are without a self and things are without a self. It must be clearly explained, and it must be clear that this explanation must be clearly intended. The sixth section is a classification of the views of the Mahayana. The reason why this section is necessary is, first of all, since most of the Buddhist practice done in this tradition is in fact Mahayana, it is essential to understand the Mahayana view. And secondly, in order to understand the superiority of the Mahayana view, one has to carefully understand, first of all, the view of the sutras, and then study that view of Mahayana itself. And then finally, the seventh section is the view of the unborn union in brief. In brief here has also the connotation of meaning a summary of the sutras, as it says in the translation of the text. And so this is not summary of the sutras, a brief presentation. Forget that. I'm getting this up. The view of the unborn union in brief. And this is a brief presentation of the review.
Oh yeah, that is danger now. Me, Sambo Sava Nava Sato, this is in last. Take it. Need of the social system. Sambo Ne, Sambo Sava Nava Sato, this is in the Kevan Mini.
Then the first of the seven sections is the reason why the ascertainment of the Buddhist view is necessary. This section, which is found on page 1 in the beginning of the text, has two stanzas. The first stanza being what one strives for is nirvana, this without death, this will not arise without pleasure, the remedy for living in ignorance, the root of obstination. This pleasure is pure for your attained, and skillful means for your conduct is attained. In uniting completely pure for your conduct, liberation is swiftly attained.
Can you speak a little louder?
Oh.
Yeah. Que tu en français le. On est 4. Hein. Page 71, 77. OK. Les raisons de la nécessité d'avoir une vue parfaite. Ça va? Ce que l'on désire atteindre, c'est le nirvana, l'état au-delà de la mort. On ne pourra pas l'atteindre sans la sagesse, le remède qui élimine l'ignorance, qui est la racine des voiles. La sagesse permet d'obtenir la vue pure, les moyens habiles permettent de développer la conduite pure. L'union de la vue et de la conduite permet d'atteindre rapidement la libération.
Jawab ni ni dia pun, jawab ni ni dia pun, jawab ni ni dia pun. Tiada yang dia pun ni. Tiada yang dia pun ni, jawab ni ni dia pun ni. Tapa tu pun nanti, kau balik terbang tu pun nanti, tuan tu niat apa? Tuan tu niat apa? Tiada yang dia pun ni. Nyanin Deva Te Mundu Sepanne Dripa Saung Dripa Saung Nam Dripa Saung Nam Yana Dripa Tara Pongwa Pongwa Yuni Diti To Dodo Sepanne Dripa Sawa Pana Nyanin Sop Sibiri Dripa Sawa Pana Matam Nyanin Sop Sibiri Deya Mumba Marekpa Pongwa Nyebo Dripa Sawa Momba Maripare, Momba Maripa, Pong, Nimbo de Carre, Nimbo de Kiramina Mijona, Kiramina, Momba Pongoma, Momba Nimbo Kirabe, Momba de Nikipa, Nikipa Momba Nimbo Kirabe, Kiramina Momba, Tapongo, De Kankin, Momba Nimbo Maripa, Momba Nimbo Kirabe, Kankin, Dami to the Kirabe. किरण किरण से जी किरण दे कब दे दामी तो भी किरण कहाँ जा के दामी तो होगा तब फिर दामी तो भी किरण किरण दे ये दामी तो फिर किरण दे ये से सेरा लोगा दामी तो फिर किरण दे तो की तब नंबर ताजे तब यंग कर देंगे तब नंबर ताक पर जो तब यंग कर देंगे नेपे तोन लगलो तुम तो पर जो Dami topi kira moon the Jovalaya, young tap jab over. Tap the tap, number tamte the yam to make over a day. Kunzo the yam in time, tap the chai in yam in the building. If I change the dollar, come by me, the sandu, the same than David, to me, tap the chai in yam in the building. Tap the tap, number tamte to yam to make over rain, name skin. लेकर के पे थप के चल लेकर के पे थप के चल लेकर के पे कर रहे से ना दौड़ दो ना तांडा सांपा नीचे सांजो के से के तो मिलना में से ने लेना किसके अपा या तो जो में यान थप के चल लेकर के पे तो अपा नंबर ताजे तो अपा नंबर ताजे तो अपा यान ताजे Chang Tatu Yadra the Masonaton, Tava Nampar Tapa, Tapa Nampar Tapa, Yadra the Mason was Tondo Deve Tatu Yam Tava Nampar Tapa, Tanjuba Nampar Tapa, Songa Deve, Sundrito Yamsa Nami, Nyorto Nampar Tove Deva La, Refer Songo Nyorto Deni, Nambra de Deva.
Attainment of that, or bringing that about, depends upon the abandonment
seed or the root of observation. Which means to say, if the seed or root is abandoned, then this goal is attained. If the seed or root is not abandoned, then this goal is not attained. And this seed or root is a mental dominance, which is to say, an ignorance or absence of knowledge. That which causes this seed or root to be abandoned or eradicated is its remedy, its opposite, and that is prajna. So unless prajna is generated, the seed or root of obscuration will not be abandoned, and this state of deathlessness, nirvana, will not be abandoned. Now, if you ask what we mean by prajna in this context, we mean the prajna that realizes no self, realizes selflessness. In fact, we mean the prajna that realizes a doer selflessness. And by means of that, the generation of that prajna, one's view will become totally pure and genuine. And one will accomplish true insight or a fully discriminating understanding of the true or definitive meaning. There are two aspects to the truth of Dhamma, or the meaning of Dhamma. And one is called Dhamdin, or the, did you say indicative or Dhamdin? I just want to be consistent. Provisional. One is the provisional meaning. And the provisional meaning is about relative truth or conventional. The other aspect is the definitive meaning or meaning, which is which presents absolute truth and the ultimate nature of truth. So by means of the prajna, which realizes selflessness, one develops a full understanding of the divinity. However, in order to bring that prajna about, it is necessary that the aspect of upaya, of method, be thoroughly cultivated in all of the necessary ways, in all its necessary aspects, or one could say in all necessary situations. Knowing that this cultivation of upaya is necessary, then one must practice as well. One must thoroughly engage in this cultivation. Now, upaya here refers to the cultivation of the aspect of practice that concerns itself with relative truth. That is to say, the cultivation of loving kindness, compassion, generation for the citta. And practicing it well here means that one engages in excellent conduct of body and speech through being, through possessing the motivation of loving kindness. So knowing the necessity of cultivating this upaya aspect, then cultivating it properly, then one's conduct will become completely pure. And one will develop a supreme or definitive understanding of the provisional meaning. And in that way, one's view and one's conduct not being in conflict, not being at odds with each other, or not being separate from each other, this combination of proper view, or pure view, and pure conduct will bring one quick contact with the bliss of full liberation.
Yeah.
This verse presents a further reason why the view must be established. And the first point it makes is that all the teachings of the Victorious One flow for us in the Dhammadhamma. Victorious One here refers to the Lord Buddha. And when it says all the teachings, it means all of the Dharmas taught by the Buddha without exception flow into and enter into the Dhammadhamma. Dhammadhamma here refers to emptiness. What this means is that the final point of all the teachings of the Buddha without exception is Shunyata. And to flow into and enter into means it's like the example of rivers in this world which all end up in the ocean. Just as all rivers wherever they are in the ocean, the same way all the Buddha's teachings end in the proclamation of emptiness. The final point is emptiness. For this reason, since this is where all dharmas end up, it is necessary to first establish the view. So the text says, in the beginning, the view should be ascertained. Now, as was said in the previous verse, in order to attain nirvana, it is essential that there be both a pure view and a pure conduct. Nevertheless, the view must be established first. And the reason for this is that for as long as a view has not been established or ascertained, then one's conduct, regardless of how one attempts to make it virtuous, will not become genuine virtue, because one will be without the view that makes conduct. Now, what is necessary in order to establish the view? It is necessary in order to ascertain. In order to ascertain the view, it's necessary, first of all, that one take delight and interest in it, and
in order to delight in the correct view, one needs to be inspired by the recognition of the defects of incorrect views. So therefore it says the faults of wrong views should be abandoned after the mind has recognized their ways. If one does not recognize the defects of incorrect views, one will not engage in the process of abandonment, and one will not delight in the ascertainment of the correct view. So therefore it is necessary to recognize the defects of incorrect views, abandon them, and developing enthusiasm for a correct view to search for and
What is the emptiness for the Dharma Bhakti? Generally speaking, when we look with our minds and with our consciousness, when we look outside, we see a variety of different beings and a variety of forms, sounds, tastes, tactile sensations, and so on. And when we look in, we see this mind that takes the form of a variety of states of pleasure, pain, and so forth. Where is emptiness? Outside is filled with forms and so forth. Inside is filled with all of these feelings and thoughts. Is emptiness somewhere in between these two? Is emptiness the space that's in between? Emptiness, or Dharma Dhatu, refers to the nature or the manner of abiding of all this. The forms and so forth that are experienced as external to ourselves when we look outside, and the various states of mind, happiness and suffering that are experienced when we look inside, that we find when we look inside, are mere appearance. They are the mere coming together in an interdependent fashion of causes and conditions. For example, if you consider a dream, then regardless of the vividness of the images of dream, nevertheless there is no self. The dream self does not exist, and the dream circumstances and images have no reality. And yet, dream is not nothingness. It's not a complete nothing. There is the experience, and yet there is nothing there. Well, this nature, which is being indicated by the example of a dream, is simply putting it in a way that's easy to understand.
dise na tani manam manam ke kartu na to leka mandav na to ko ko ro nam to mo na demba to pa re san demba to ke leka do ri san ba re mane je wan de se na nam to ye ni je nam to ye ni ju ta na to leka leka nam to ye ni je leka ro nam to ye ma to leka to ba re
In the situation of dreaming, while we are dreaming, then we appear to do and experience different things. And in the context of that dream, in the context of the thought or concept that binds us in the dream, we think that these things are real. And yet, in fact, all of these, the contents of the dream, are just the unity of appearance and emptiness. They're mere appearance without any
truth. Kilo, zaman saya kong telanya, nam do le masa na tenda wo ya masa kata wu. Ta tenda wo me ban kata wu me ban nam kata tung wu yin na, tenda wo me ban kata wu me zan me ban ta kong kui ten na, ta kong kui le ten yin mu yan ta yin men tang te. Ta tenda wu ta kong kui ten me ten yin na to sen tin so do wu do. コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。コラジャン。 Dukdevati, Denpa Drupa Mare, Hava Meta Nampa in Dendro Mare, Timo Meta Sakong in Dendro Mare, Sintin Tu in Dendro Mare, Niram Chavale, Nandong Yed Meta, Nandong Yed Meta Nani,
inside and outside of the planet, these things are totally relevant.
and have no true validity, are merely comparative. And our situation is really just one of circling round and round this globe. We walk around on the outside of this globe, just like little bugs that can circle round and round a wall or something. And sometimes, of course, we do this in airplanes, and sometimes we just walk around. But we're just going round and round. And there isn't really a top or down, or any true east or west or any of these things. And the things that we encounter in this situation also have no true reality. And we engage in all our various activities, we experience states of illusory happiness and illusory suffering in a manner that is really the same as what we do in dreams.
Sinti Lotu Chetu Lopar Tava, Lopta, Lopar Tava Mita, Ti Lopta, Lopar Tava, Chatham Deva, Ti Sotu Toba, Chatham Deva, Sotu Toba, Ni, Tumontam, Tumontam Ti Jin Jokon, Nipa Tam Ti Jin Jumne Yimbala, Jumne. ちょうどにばたんでにねてろか。ロンダでて。ロンセチでたばやたばてどうかさんでて。え、なんだ。どうたん、ジュでとんよばてて、ロンで、ロンだ。でて、え、さんでてそのロンが、てだてんでロンまでてたけたんどぶよ。さんでて。なんだ。 コロ、瞬間ナンバーソンコイル、瞬間ナンバーソンコイル、ソンテラ、ランドメキラテルネルペタケタンジョバ、テラルペテ、ロンダルペ、ペナタワンコンボグロタンパパトミラトケ、リペ、リペタケタンジョティキタンネルペトタンジェ、ネルペタイ、リペ、ナンバー、リペ、ナンバータペセンキ、リペイヤンタパタテ、リペ、ナンバー、リペイヤンタペ、ナンバー、タペセンジ、トマ、ビーソリティケン、トマランタンゴ、テネタ、タワイキクロ、タワイキ、タワイヤンタペソリティケン、ニパニエバルセラ、サンジェ、テンジュ、 タワネバセラーって言って、ニパニエパニヒキって言って、ニヒキなテソンタニヒキって言って、テソンヨーコカツオニヒキって言うまで、ニヒキなテソンで、ニパニエパルセラー、パンクで、タワネバチャラって言って、パンク。
でやんするたけどまわたんするぱするしててけたんでするまるナンバー3でパランかんでなんばりやでてれどてどこでするかてするぐやばでやんするたけどまわたっぱるまわたんけばるまわにするぱらたわまじゃばなそばよねがのかけにくと ねえ、ちょっとせっぱこ、根性いっぱいでたったん、根性でたんぼに言うたんでたったん、そう、たっぱるまわ。たっぱってかれ、たっぱるまわでかれ、もうどんどんどんどん。たっぱるまわって、ねえ、ちょっとせっぱこ、根性けいにいじん、根性でたんぼに言うたん。たんぼに言うてば、しゅうちゃんまぜばあれ。たんぼに言うてばじけいなまて、たっぱるまわ。かれ、せっぱこ、たっぱるまわ。
ケーパーマーは好きで、せいで、ディフィンセルダウン、コバンで、ディフィンセルダウン、コバンで、ディフィンセルダウン、ディフィンセルダウン、ディフィンセルダウン、ディフィンセルダウン、ディフィンセルダウン、ディフィンセルダウン、ディフィンセルダウン、ディフィンセルダウン、ディフィンセルダウン、ディフィンセルダウン、ディフィンセルダウン、ディフィンセルダウン、ディフィンセルダウン、ディフィンセルダウン、ディフィンセルダウン、ディフィンセルダウン、ディフィンセルダウン、ディフィンセルダウン、ディフィンセルダウン、ディフィンセルダウン、ディフィンセルダウン、ディフィンセルダウン、ディフィンセルダウン、ディフィンセルダウン、ディフィンセルダウン、ディフィンセルダウン、ディフィンセルダウン、ディフィンセルダウン、ディフィンセルダウン、ディフィンセルダウン、 Nakata Kili Devi Chagri. Randi Namba Sanji Pala, Mu Mava Namakam. Mu Mava Siku, Mubu Deva Kela. Siruji Mubu Nam Dam. Mubu Siruji Mubu Nam Dam. Mubu Mubu Siku Nita, we get the Deva Dora. Randi Mubu Mava Namjam. Because of Seda Mava Nam, we put Seda Mava to get the visitor. Hadde je tuon tan ten te te da ya nu ma wa la ya hadde je tuon tan de tu je da ta ti do ta ti do na no te de ba ti ke ni pa te do tan de je tuon tan de te se na ya an ta ba ta wa ni ka nu ma wa tan de je ta wa tan de te se na ya an ta ba ta wa ta ko ba to ma re yan tapatava sito, yan tapatava omelam. Omelam to konainte, omelam te yan tapatava. Yan tapatava chodu de vadakare, omelam konainte, omelam konamato, omelam. Omalana mani malani yanta kutava tuma. Ta omalana di kato rampam panjito ni jaya. Shinta ni di junglo, shinta ni de kare. Perché le shinta te lo, shiran se shinta te lo. Shinta ni di junglo. Shinta te lo, tenen gongo yodo tanpapa tomi ni le shinta te lo. Nama gaji mundo, nanda mundo, tenen shinta te kate mundo, Ma non ti ho detto che 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 non ti ho
that which is especially great in moments is revealed. And the reason is that all of the teachings given by the reformers, given by the Buddha, all the boundless texts or heaps of teachings that he gave are either the provisional or the definitive meaning. That is to say, either the provisional meaning describing relative truth or the definitive meaning describing absolute truth. Any of the teachings of any type that the Buddha gave fall without exception alike into or enter into the Dharma. Now this is true of any aspect of Dharma that we study. For example, when we are first taught about impermanence and suffering, we consider it in a direct way, and just concerning its immediate impact. And yet finally one must understand that impermanence and suffering lead one to the realization of impermanence. Their ultimate meaning is also impermanence. Since this is the case, it is necessary to exert oneself in searching for the eyes of prajna that possess this genuine or correct view. And this correct view is defined here as that which is important for the Dharma doctrine. In other words, a view that is accurate in its realization of emptiness is in accordance with. The example or image of eyes here means that prajna is that which experiences this view just as one uses one's eyes to see things. And Dharmadhatu here, of course, refers again to emptiness as we did earlier. The reason is that the attainment of that realization of the Dharmadhatu, the actual cause of that attainment, the direct cause of it, is this view of the ultimate nature. There are both direct and indirect causes to that. The direct, approximate, or real, true cause of the attainment of nirvana is this great view. Therefore, from the beginning, one must establish or ascertain the view of the true nature of the matter of the body of all things. And it said it was written by Aryanagarjuna in his friendly letter. Even if an individual with an incorrect view behaves well, if their conduct will still produce an intolerant karmic result. Now what this means is that even though something that one does in the midst of an incorrect view or without the correct view, even though something one does in that situation may inform correspond to acts of virtue. In fact, it is not true virtue. And because the view, which must be present for virtue to be genuine, is not present, then the karmic result of it will still be off. Which means that as long as one's mind is in the grip of an incorrect view, then regardless of what it looks like you're doing, it's not really virtue, not true. So, it's necessary to recognize that incorrect views, and together with everything that goes along with it, everything that is of that aspect of being an incorrect view, that these things are therefore the root or origin of all defects and all evil.
then by incorrect view, there is anything that is not the perfect or genuine view. Anything that is outside of that or different from that. That being the case, it is necessary to come to recognize or to be absolutely certain about these ways of incorrect views, these characteristics of incorrect views. And having ascertained the problems or defects of incorrect views, to abandon them. And one ascertains this by means of a thorough examination, making use of scripture and reason. Now, in this context, scripture refers to the sutras and tantras spoken by the Samyaksambuddha, by the perfect Buddha. And reasoning here refers to making use of the excellent and prajna analysis of these teachings of the Buddha, of the three wheels of his teaching that were set forth by the great teachers of the tradition, such as Arya Nagarjuna and Arya Asanga. So in this context, making use of scriptures and reasoning means making full use of the sutras, tantras, on the one hand, and the commentaries or shastras upon them, and using these as the basis for one's investigation. Now, with regard to what is a correct view and what is not, first of all, one has to abandon, through conscious effort, incorrect views, and then seek to ascertain, through conscious effort, the correct or genuine. And ascertainment here means to be without doubt, to be certain, to gain true certainty about the truth, very precise and without doubt. As long as you have doubt or hesitation about the view, this is not true certainty. The view has not been truly ascertained. Now, as for the view that is to be abandoned, first of all, it is the views of outsiders who assert permanence or termination. Now, outsiders is a comparative term used by Buddhists to refer to themselves as insiders, and therefore everyone else as outsiders, which is the actual derivation of this term. And there are lots of different kinds of views that fall outside the Buddhist teaching. If, however, they are gathered together into their main forms, there are two. And these are the assertion of permanence and the assertion of termination. The assertion of permanence is typically the assertion that there is a creator of the world and its being, of the universe and its being. And this creator, this God, or Buddha, is said to be primordial, which is to say, uncreated. There was never a time before that creator God was. And the basic definition of the term in this context is the assertion of a permanent being of the Creator. So the permanence of the Creator is the defining characteristic of the view. The other common view of outside outsiders is the view of termination. And this view is the belief that samsara arises without a cause or causes and without conditions. And since it is a view that samsara is not produced by causes or conditions, then in this view, the transcendence of samsara, nirvana, is not and cannot be accepted. So those are the first two types of views that must be abandoned. One might ask, therefore, are all Buddhist views, all the views of insiders, do these views all transcend the views of permanence and termination? And the answer is, finally, no. And the text goes on to say, because even among our group, even among the groups of Buddhists, there are those who are substantialists, and therefore have the defect of extremism. Substantialists here refers to those who assert a reality to perceived external substances. And in this case, at this point, it refers to two of the four Buddhist systems of tenets, the Vaibhashikas, those who assert morality, and the Sarkandikas, those who follow the sutras. And the reason why these are referred to from our point of view as substantialists will be explained later. And Bhikkhu, Karadindu-chun, the Kaptivi Karadindu-chun, Yana Chori. And when it says that they have the defects of extremism, it means the defect of asserting existence or non-existence. Since, therefore, the views of outsiders and the views of the substantialists among Buddhist schools are not the correct view, what one must adopt as the only correct view is that of the middle way, of the middle way school, Madhyama. Therefore, it is necessary to possess the insight which understands this view and does not fall into the defect of partiality with regard to one or the other aspect of the middle way presentation. And this refers to the fact that there are two traditions of the middle way, both of which present in a stainless, totally genuine manner, the profound, definitive meaning of the Buddha's teaching. Definitive meaning here means that both traditions explain or present absolute truth. Profound means that in both traditions, the explanation is of such subtlety, such refinement, that it is difficult to understand, and meditation upon it requires precise instruction and correct method. These two traditions here are referred to as the two chariots. There was a time when chariots were very important, chariots and carts. There were no planes and cars, and riding about in a chariot may be very imposing. So therefore, we use the term chariot to refer to the great teachers who have given birth to traditions. Here, the two chariots refer to Arya Nagarjuna and Arya Asanga, from whom come the two excellent traditions of the middle way. What is being said here, when it says without the defect of partiality, it might happen that through studying these, one might develop partiality with regard to one or the other of these two traditions. One might think, I like Nagarjuna's explanation and system, and I would like to refute, or I would like to avoid Asanga's, or one might say, I like Asanga's explanation, and I don't much like Nagarjuna. One is advised here to avoid this. Satanic. So that's the first thing that you need. Also, it is necessary to generate the forces or the force of virtue, which is the accumulation of merit. Force here is a word that can often be used to mean an army or an armed force, spirit force that does not have a military application, but it means the power or strength that comes from this accumulation of merit, which is the other aspect. And so through that accumulation of merit, and through one's effort in bringing about the practice of hearing, reflection, and meditation, one must seek out this genuine view, which has been described. Now, hearing means to hear what you have not heard, the acquisition of new information. And reflection means to carefully examine, scrutinize, and analyze what you have heard, what you have been taught. Meditation means to cultivate the meaning of this and this. When it says to exert yourself in this, it means that it is necessary to put real effort into these three processes in order to acquire your authentic view.
So today we went through the reasons for which a complete review is necessary. Those who can read Tibetan should memorize the 10 lines of the root text in Tibetan, and others may realize it in English or whichever other language is appropriate, but it should be
memorized. Perché non abbiamo lo di fare di vedere che è un po'.
It's especially beneficial to memorize these in Tibetan as they contain the Dharma terms used by the Buddha.
Dice che lo sono in piatti in questa parola.
And these lines have a vast influence. They describe the entire core cover in their field, the entire view, and therefore it really is necessary to memorize it. It's not okay.
Thank you.